the mode Kitas. So go to Ayin Gimli, WhatsApp, do the piece. We'll learn two small pieces from the Baal Shem. And then tomorrow we're going to have the illustrious king himself.
Ayin, then are we doing anything Sunday?
Sunday I will be
back. You'll leave.
You watch my children for
it. Right, I thought you said you're leaving Monday.
Maybe Sunday.
We'll bring
them
to the
Vassar. I like the Vassar, just come visit. Both come. Hey, you want to gush?
Yeah, come to Mavasar.
Goosh. What?
Come to Mavasar.
See if anybody's allowed in.
This is your last year in Gross, right?
Yeah,
or I'm saying of Smicho. I'm saying of Smicho.
I'm playing that far in advance.
I'm saying of Smicho. This is your last year.
If I succeed? What if I don't do a good job? Then it's not.
Then you fail Smicho, then you're
doing it's a learning stuff.
How many guys like fail Smicho? Like I think people
go to ESPN.com and Google, check it out.
The statistics.
Check this out. May Abba Shant, we're gonna read the Mashal and you guys have to explain what it means. The king had three people who loved him. And people spoke about these three folks and they said that they don't really love the king. And the king, therefore, to test them, commanded them, and each one of these guys, this is the test, he's testing them, should feed via farnes and sort of like give money to and sort of support a dog from the palace.
Because they said they don't love him, right? They don't love him.
They didn't say that. Some people said that these three guys don't love him. The king wanted to test how much do they love him. So he says, okay, please feed and like take care of my dogs. So one of these three guys, he was smart. He's a chacham. And he, instead of the money that he was supposed to use for the dog, he used it and made a crown for the king himself. Shani, Pirnish was on Bidoch against the Kelev Shul Yamos. The second guy used a little bit of money. The money is from the king, whatever they needed. The second guy used a little bit of money, and he kept the dog alive, but that was it. Didn't do anything special. Shlishi is Giach Lezuno Berevach. The third guy took all this money, gave this dog a lot of food to eat, enjoyable, delicious foods. Ayde Zagira Hamelech Hakelev Bo. And because of the third guy, the king set the dog to go bite him. Masha'ain Cain Lazesh Asa Tara, as opposed to the one who made him a crown. What does the story mean? So again, king had three guys, wants to test how much they love him. He says, here's as much money as you need. Feed and support my dogs. First guy uses the money and makes a crown for the king. Nothing to do with the dog. Second guy feeds the dog a little bit of stuff. Just to keep him alive. Third guy gives the dog a lot of stuff, but he sort of gets in trouble.
So the dog represents, I think the dog represents Olam Hazeh, Gashmiah, stuff like that. And the king, you know, he gives us Hashem gives us these things that we can do. And we have to, you know, everything's great. You know, there are a lot of fun things to do, but we have to be able to, you know, realize what the true purpose is and gear everything that we're given and all the bracha that we have towards a Kaddish Baruch, towards connecting to Hashem.
So what are the three modes?
So the three mode one is being a complete tzaddik and not at all like focusing on the physical and only focusing on davening to Hashem. One of them is, you know, a little bit of like a Torah Umada type of thing where it's like, or maybe not Torah Umada, maybe Torah Umada can be the first one also, but maybe
orthodoxy.
The interpretation of many people of modern orthodoxy is the second one, where people will, you know, like maybe they're focusing on the physical a little more than they should, but they still realize the general purpose of serving Hashem. And the last ones where like someone's like off of derech, like they're not even
really
like,
focus on just the body.
Yeah, exactly.
You agree? It's pretty good. The dog is our body.
Is it our body or just all the physical?
No, it's our body.
It's our body.
Because you have to answer, what does it mean the king told him you have to feed the dog? So.
Oh, fine.
You, like, yeah, like a chiyuv, like to keep yourself alive.
Yeah.
first level doesn't sound so attainable, though. That's a funny thing. That's the Chacham and the Tzaddik. But he's like, everything is about Hashem. It's not about him.
How do you eat if you're not feeding yourself? How do you stay alive?
So there was a deacon that barely ate. Mamish barely ate.
No, like the Bavitcher Rebbe got like 2 hours of sleep a night.
Barely slept. Right, like if you're connected so much to the spiritual side of life, then the physical... You know, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't eat for 40 days and 40 nights in Har Sinai. Like, he just didn't.
Yeah.
Because he was like being... Who was saying this to me? I don't remember. Someone gave such a good mashal that like, nowadays you can chop what that means. Like, think about your phone. And you have a wireless charger. So there's different ways to charge your phone. You plug it in, or it's literally just wireless. It's like coming in through the air. So whoever was explaining this to me said like, that's kind of what happens sometimes. If like you're so spiritually like connected, you don't need like the whole plug-in matzav like to get energy. Like you just have this wireless connection that's like charging you up. It's pretty interesting, right? It's like there's different ways. But that's a mashal. Exactly correct. It took me a long time to get that, so it's very impressive. And I'm sure you also thought of it right away. You agreed with it right away. Which means, yeah. But that's the Nakuda, is that it's every once in a while, especially in America, it's hard, sometimes hard to remember that, like, steaks aren't everything. You have, like, an amazing... Like, in America, like, we barbecue so well. You know, like, the briskets and sushi and... Dougies and because we have such good food here. Dude, this food's also amazing. It's strong. But it's not as much as a Torah. Burgers are great in Israel. Nah. Where are you going to get a burger that's better than Burger Crave?
Steak's not good.
Oh, steak, fine. Right.
It's worse quality. You can tell.
Catching up on steak. I'm catching up on steak still. But the burgers have really caught up. Amazing burgers.
They get all their meat from like some like place in
Argentina, but it's in America.
No, but it's like frozen. They have it frozen. I don't think we need it frozen or something like that.
I don't know.
That's
all
I heard.
It's definitely freezing.
Yeah.
You can't get from Argentina. It's not freezing.
I don't know why.
You buy it frozen usually.
But now there are some butchers that serve better stuff. Used to be you couldn't even get beef hot dogs in Israel. Now you can. Rosh Hashanah. Getting closer to Google.
Progress.
What?
Innovation.
Exactly. We're getting somewhere. But the question is, how much do we care about the food we're eating? It's people that the whole life is focused on food. I had a great maisa. One of my favorite mushrooms in the world. So, let me ask you, Shaila, the commandment to rebuke someone, hochech tochech samisecha. What kind of emotion do you think that halacha like sort of brings out? Love, hate, anger?
Right?
It doesn't sound like you're loving someone when you rebuke them. It sounds like, you know, you're not going to minyan. Like, you know, where are your tzitzis? So, let me tell you why. It's really love.
Oh, you already told me this.
The submarine mushroom?
No, he said the Shmuel Levy one. So, same thing, where he's like...
Oh, different mushroom.
It's the same type of thing, no?
No, because this guy, you don't have to have any relationship with at all.
Oh, okay.
That's different mice. Imagine the three of us take a submarine trip. And this submarine trip is a very special journey. And it was advertised that you can go and you can mine some very, very precious gems deep underground. And you take the submarine. You have a whole week that we're going to go down. And like that's like the goal. But you have to bring your own food. Like, no one's bringing food for you. There's no chef. Like, you have to bring your own food. And you're going to be making 3 meals a day worth of food. So, you know, we're doing it. And Gavi brings your big food guy. So... we take like peanut butter sandwiches and eat quickly and go like mine for the stuff, roll down for a week. You're like sautéing your salmon, you're barbecuing for lunch and dinner. Like, you're spending 4 hours on every single meal. Yeah. By the time breakfast is over, it's time to start marinating lunch. And by the time lunch is over, you're just gonna think, you know what I'm saying? Like, you spend the whole week just cooking and eating. And look, do you have to eat? If I die, of course. So when I come over here, I slap you across the face and say, bro, you didn't come down here to eat. Is that because I hate you? I'm angry at you?
Because I want to have a good time.
Because I care. No, it's because I care. Yeah. You have to remind you what you came down here for. You're here to mine the stuff. You got to come out with something. So if you come down, all you did was eat for a week, it's the end of the story. Yeah. So it really is a lot. It is love when you rebuke somebody. You can always tell an afkamina the way that people do it. Like, you're screaming at someone, then you're not really... But if you're showing, you just want to show them the better way.
Yeah.
than it is.
It's good for them.
Mm-hmm. Let's see one more Nakuda. We have some more time. These Biggie Sodas. Here, let's go to Tess. This one is so interesting. This is one of the most dangerous Torahs in the world. Dangerous ideas. What?
I'm just ready.
You ready? Here we go. Tess. Al pasuk vayhi erev vayivoker yom achad. It was night and it was morning and it was one day. Ha'inyan. Ki Aaron al yedei sheker. Do you guys know like the Medrash, the way Yaakov would make peace between people?
Where are you? You're on
Tess.
It's here. Okay.
Have you ever heard of the way that Aaron, like, you know Aaron was the peace guy. So what would he do? Or between friends, like what would he say? Do you know?
I feel like maybe Rashi says something that's said about or something.
Yeah, so two people, it's because of the Medrash. Two people get into a fight, and then Aaron would go to the first guy and be like, listen, I was talking to the other guy. And like he's having a hard time saying it to your face, but like he's dying to. He feels so bad about what he said.
All right.
And then he go to the other guy.
It's not true. It's not.
Yeah, and he go to the other guy. Be like, oh, he's gonna. He's not gonna be able to say it. He misses you so much. Like, you know, he wants to be close to you again. And that's how he would do. And he would repair relationships like that by lying. So Aaron al yidei sheker by lying. Kama shamar kama chavercha mitcharet v'shlachani etzlacha. How much is his friend, he feels so bad, and he sent me to you. That's how he would make peace. He rofei mumche, ayidei samim hamimisim, rashoi leshtamish poem, kedilachios anafashos. That a doctor, with poison which kills, he knows how to use them to bring people back to life.
Vaccines, and stuff like that.
Vaccines don't kill.
No, but I'm saying.
They could. A polio vaccine? Polio vaccine is polio. Nachon, that's the point. But he knows how to use these things.
Yeah.
So what the Bashan is saying is Vahir Erev Vayibokar Yom Echad.
He used Erev.
You have Erev and Boker. But Yom Echad, it could be one thing. Meaning both darkness and light
can be used for good.
Can be used for a day. It's Yom, it's day, right? It's good.
Has a shame to is just like it's just like random things that he said, like they're not related.
Yeah, not related.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're all like related in some way, but there's no connection between A and B. But this Indian. So what's the biggest? Why is this a dangerous idea?
Because people who do bad things are clueless for good intentions.
Speak. Give me an example. Come on, think.
Lying in the wrong situations.
I could lie. You could say like
stealing to give to like
stealing to get stuck, exactly.
No, that's not okay.
that's what he's saying. Point. No, he's saying that's the point.
Oh, that it's not okay.
It's not okay.
This is we're saying it is okay.
What?
It's also the joke.
You here for the next year?
What?
Send it. Justin.
It's
on
everywhere.
But yeah, someone can claim, and this unfortunately happens a lot of times, like I'm in business, me making a small adjustment to the dates on certain files, give $1 million to Starbucks. That's the right thing to do. Anyways, I deserve this. I'm taking my tax money. A little tweak. So that's the dark side of it. The dark side of the dark side. But the light side of the dark side is that sometimes certain midos, which you think are bad midos, have a way of being used for Kedusha. Give me anger. How can anger be used in a holy way?
Fiery passion for learning and...
Anger, not just passion. Anger.
Oh, you mean like
anger at the other
to rebuke people.
Right. To do something.
Like
full sentences, here we go. With who?
Like, let's say, hell and shama.
Yeah, but anger is bad. That sounds like bad angry. When is anger good? How do you use anger well? In a way which, even though it's poison, mamish, when someone's sick with cancer, you know what they do?
When you're rebuking someone.
You know what chemotherapy is? And they take a poison and they stick into your body. And it kills, it kills part of your body. And sometimes it actually kills the person because it's so powerful. So like that's saving someone, hopefully. So how can anger, give me an anger. What's your name?
Ron.
What's up, Ron O'Malley? It's me. But anger? How about anger against evil?
Right. You're telling me that there's a good kind of anger?
There's a good kind of every single meter.
Did I tell you this and you're like, no, anger's never good?
Rambam says that anger is one of the two
meters. He says stay far away from it. Completely. So maybe he's giving you advice. Maybe he's giving you advice.
But he says
but Gaiva also has where's Gaiva good?
When, like, not being, like, too hard on yourself, maybe?
Self-confidence.
Self-confidence,
good.
It's
not really Gaiva, but it's a facet of it.
I guess, fine.
It's part of it.
Say that.
And anger, to be proud to be a Jew? To be proud to be a Ben Melech?
Then maybe anger is, like, you know, upset that someone, you know, not angry, but, like, upset that someone, you know, is straying off the path of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So go up to them and give them some rebuke, but it's also out of love.
Interesting. Yeah, that's good. And it could be like, you could be angry that a certain system is failing and be so mad you're going to fix it. If you're upset about Orthodoxy, clearly Daniel's over here. So what are you going to do about it? What? What, Monorthodoxy? I think it's beautiful.
You actually go to like an actual Monorthodox school. Okay?
Yeah, you just go to like an Orange school. Like all Monorthodoxy is about the middle one.
Maybe you could get angry,
don't understand what the
Gemara
is,
so you push yourself harder.
People don't understand.
Like a Michael Jordan kind of anger. Like the crazy competitive anger.
And then it was personal.
Yeah, every single
Every single,
he should have said
he
that.
He looked at
every single that.
I saw him wink at me. Then it was personal.
He shouldn't have done that. Crazy. But that's a crazy anger. That chaos propelled him to become the greatest basketball player ever.
And the angry that you aren't close enough that you are with Hashem. That propels you to do it more.
It has to be done in a healthy way.
Yeah.
To be angry at yourself.
At yourself, that you want to do better.
It can be dangerous. Again, it can be dangerous. Like we're saying, that's why it's a very dangerous idea. Because you're playing with poison.
Yeah.
Playing with poison. Like you could just stick to the Midos Tovos and like Seder Rabbi Adu Chesed. But you have to know how to use evil the right way. There's you've heard of NYU? It's a college, secular college. You ever heard of secular college?
Unfortunately,
it's the first. So at NYU, it costs like $80,000 for like a year. Psycho amount of money.
Yeah.
It's
that much?
It's so much money.
People are just feeding the dog.
It's a huge college. A huge college. Maybe it's 70. No, it's not. No, it's a secular college. It's one of the most liberal colleges in America. Psycho place. It's like crazy. You can just go around there. The people look different. They smell different. They act different. Yeah. It's like really. I have friends that went there. But because you're spending so much, they have like a really broad range of topics you can major in. And like there's enough classes because it's so expensive. So one of the things you can major in is evil.
What?
Like in NYU, there's like 20, 30 majors, whatever. There, what the heck you want, you can major in. You major in table building. Like, and how much is it? 75. That's right.
53, but they add 22 for other costs, like room and board and books.
That means 75. That's still paying $75,000.
It says average cost after aid, though, is 42.
Okay, but I'm saying, whatever the tuition really is, it's $75,000. So you can major in evil. But this is someone told me that they majored in evil in NYU. No, evil. Like literally just like the idea of evil.
Have you met someone who majored in evil?
Yeah, I think it was either she did or her friend did, something like that. So, majoring is when you take a lot of classes in a certain field. So, if you major in psychology, you've taken like 15 psychology classes.
Grew from Despicable Me.
If you major in business, you're taking a lot of business classes. If you're majoring in evil, you're taking like... So, Gray Shiloh. I don't know. You could look about how evil is looked throughout society, whatever. But my point is like this. The sod of majoring in evil is this Torah from the Baal Shem Tov. Is this idea of knowing really, really how to find the good in the evil. Right, one of Rabbi Nachman's most, what he calls his most classic idea, like, you know, Reish Pei Beis, the Kutumura on Reish Pei Beis, is about finding the good in everything. And this is kind of Noveah, it comes from this Torah, this idea. That even in the darkest, most dirtiest things in the world, there is a way that it can be used for good. It's what to think about, it's pretty interesting. We'll pause here for the day, but it's good to know that there's funny things out there. Stuck in NYU. You're looking at the majors?
Yeah, I can see. It's definitely called something else.